trying to buy your way out of your bind. You can't have a good time all of the time. You can't have a good time. You can't have a good time all of the time. You can't have a good time all of the time. You can't have a good time all of the time. You can't have a good
I'm not afraid to Behind, but always ahead of the curve. It's another episode of In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. reflection in the story that you wear like an ass.
Yeah.
Well, hello there, dear listeners. My dear, dear friends. All 2.5 million of you tuned in right now, according to my best estimate. Don't ask me how I came to that figure. Intuition, mostly. DJ Intuition is second to none. That's how they pick us. They just know. They can tell by their intuition that we have the intuition to make a great radio show for you. And that's why you're tuned in, because your radio intuition is also spectacular. Have I told you lately, listener, how great your taste in radio is? Well, let me waste no time in telling you right now. That wonderful taste of yours just got you a taste of The Frights with their song Submarines off of their self-titled album from 2013. I forget where The Frights are from, but they are going to be coming to the Brighton Music Hall next month, July 16th. It's a Sunday, and I have no idea if they're playing with anybody else. It looks like, Sad Park. My eyes are terrible. I thought it said Sod Park. Like a park entirely covered in rolled out lawn. But no, it's just a Sad Park. I didn't even know that when I decided to play that song. I had heard it somewhere else recently, and serendipity. DJ Intuition yet again strikes. Prior to that, we heard from Year of the Clam with their song Breeze on the Beach, which we've heard here before on In You All Along. That's from their 2022 album, We Shall See. Get it? Shall See. Year of the Clam are going to be playing at the Silhouette with This Day in History, Class President, and Jermaine Kelly on Monday the 12th, this coming Monday. Silhouette has a great thing going there, booking small size shows in the back room, and I'll go on and on and on about how we need those like entry level show points, and that is a great place where, you know, somebody you've never heard of before can play with somebody that you have heard of and that's been around the scene. And thank you, Silhouette, for filling in the void as we lose so many venues. Prior to the Year of the Clam, we heard from Caliphone, who I think are from Chicago, with Skunkish off of 2023's Villagers. I think that's a brand new one. On the Jealous Butcher Records label, Caliphone will be playing at Deep Cuts in right here in our very own city of Medford, which is now a coveted stop on anyone's tour. They'll be playing at Deep Cuts on the 18th with Max Naus, with Naus with a K. We opened up this set. We opened up this show a few minutes late with Paul McCartney with Great Day off of his 1997 album Flaming Pie. I was a little shocked to discover that was that recent a track, because the sound of it sounds like it's right out of his, you know, early 70s, immediately post-Beatles stuff. But nope. Much newer than that. So I have to shift gears here. You know, I'm all, you know, fun and games here, starting off this show. And I hate doing this. I hate doing this because somebody's going to hear this, that it gets this. Somebody messed with the CD players. let me start this over here. Okay. So as I said, what I hate doing is I hate giving people news that they should have heard somewhere else. But I'm going to tell you anyway, and that is that, you know, I was doing one of my regular walks this morning, and passed by John from the band Watts, who I see out and about quite a bit, and he let me know So the unfortunate news that Justine Covault of Justine and the Unclean, Red on Red Records, Justine's Black Threads, passed away very unexpectedly in the past day or so. And I'm stunned, I'm shocked, and I'm very sorry that you have to hear this from me, and I wish you didn't have to hear it at all. But Justine has been a rock solid pillar of the local music scene. She and I only met a couple of times, but you know, I've seen her bands so many times. But more importantly, her Red on Red Records was a magnet for talented local acts and got so many people so much exposure, so much amazing talent has been heard by so many people thanks to her, and I just don't know what to say. And I'm very sorry for all of you that are her friends, because I know that many of you are, and my heart goes out to you at this time. But in this moment, what I decided I was going to do is play you a whole bunch of music that Red on Red Records has been able to get out to so many ears, including my own. And as another link in the chain of people that get all you talented folks out into the ears of listeners, I've been grateful for that pipeline. And so here's some of the wonderful stuff that's come through it. We'll be right back.
your arm in my dusty jacket, reaching in for what's inside. It's a souvenir. Of a time when you and I were so near. Souvenir. The broken road, the way it rains,
listen. Maybe it comes to you. Naomi.
And this is Ed from Deerhoof.
You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
Keep trying to think of what I can say. And there's really not much I can say that I haven't said already. For those of you that are tuning in, since that long set began, that was all but one of those songs were songs from Red on Red Records. One of them was a Rumbar Records song. They were all songs that were shepherded into the ears of so many folks by Justine Kugel, who stunningly passed away in the past day or so. And if you spend time out around seeing live music in Greater Boston, then you know how many people there are making it happen, how many hands it takes to, you know, lift the load, and a few people lift extra heavy, and one of those was Justine, and I can't even believe I'm, you know, saying it in past tense, but here we are. Red on Records, Red on Red Records.